Well, autonomous driving technology, AI, all the focus at CES this year.
All up and through.
Oh, my goodness. And our guy Gordon is out in, well, he's out in the West.
Yeah.
Where I saw a video of him yesterday. Uh-huh. And I swear, if he talks about the weather.
You should compared see to what it looks like this morning, guy. It couldn't be gloomier.
I'm so sorry. I got to tell you, I won't. And I wouldn't, because there's so much other great stuff to talk about.
Okay, good.
By the way, late breaking news, Lloyd Jackson, new mobility company announced just in the last 5 minutes, they're going to be putting mood lighting, mood music, and vibrating massage tables in D-Dot buses now. It's going to be, that's how fast these startups move out here.
And they're
in Vegas,
only
buddy.
Playing Barry White over the speakers. It's going to
right
be fantastic.
On. Right on.
Our conversation
boom, chucka, boom, chucka, boom, boom, boom.
Our conversation with Guy out at CES brought to you by Scheffler and Gentex. What do we got going on out there?
So it doesn't open for another 4 hours, guys, but we were able to get behind the scenes on a lot of this yesterday. And one of the trips that we took was over to the Samsung exhibit. Now, Samsung has been the leader in televisions for probably 20 years. Yes, you're going to pay a little more than you do for Hisense or TCL or other brands like that, but they are showing some cool stuff. And one of the coolest things in their exhibit is a tri-fold cell phone. Now, think about the Galaxy. This is the Galaxy Z. You hold it in your hand. It's a little heavier, maybe a little bulkier than most phones, but it folds out. There's two folds in it. So it folds out. It's two devices in one. It's a cell phone, and then it's a tablet. So you can more easily edit phone, pictures or video. You can stream video on it, and it's a better picture if you're in a mobile situation like on a plane. It is really cool. And whereas last year, AI was more of a buzzword than an actual reality, this year, we've got a case of the for reals. And this Galaxy phone, when you take a call, let's say from a colleague in Germany, they can speak in their native language, and this phone will, in real time, translate what they are saying to you. That's what the embedded Samsung and Google Gemini AI will do in that phone. The large language model that's in it will give you that. And you can turn off your friend's voice and just have the translation. You can hear both with a slight delay. A lot of these things are going to be voice activated, and you control what the device does.
It's pretty cool. I don't know that I need the trifold, but pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's great is it because it's two devices in one, you don't have to have a tablet while you're sitting on the bus or on a plane. You can watch you can watch the Lions on this streaming and have almost a much larger 9-inch screen.
Guy, what's up with this 130-inch window? Samsung, that new TV.
So there's two things going on here at Samsung and LG. LG put up something they call wallpaper TV. It is 9 millimeters thick. So when you hang it on the wall, it actually takes up less space than, say, a work of art with a frame on it. Okay? But embedded in that is the speakers, everything. It's completely wireless, no cables. It is as much a work of art as it is an electronic device. And that was kind of the new aha moment for LG and its TVs. But all of these TVs now have embedded AI, Lloyd. So mm-hmm. if you're watching a show, let's say it's a cooking show, mm-hmm. you can say, hey, does that chef, and you can say it to the TV. You press a button and say it to the TV. Does that chef have any new cookbooks? It will give you instant results on the search on your screen. If you're watching a movie and you say, hey, what other things have I seen that guy in? It will give you an answer to your question instantly on the TV. So you can be much more involved in what you're watching and get more information. It's an ask anything moment while you're viewing.
That's pretty cool.
They also have embedded AI now at Samsung on their TVs. These are called RGB TVs, micro RGB, and that's the new techno term to remember. These colors are so much brighter, more intense, more vibrant than I have ever seen. And for instance, it will take older video that wasn't particularly rich in color, and it will enhance it in real time. So old video can look new and have sharper images and better colors, all done by AI built into the television set.
Cool. We could watch the Lions in the playoffs. Oh.
Well, and here's the other thing. It has a thing called AI sound. AI sound, you can turn off the announcers. You can turn off the crowd noise. And let's face it, didn't we want to turn off Tom Brady Sunday night? Wouldn't that have been a nice feature to have?
I like the result of that Sunday night game.
Yeah.
I did too. It better, but I'll tell you, the bar we were in here in Vegas last year was full of Lions jerseys. Mm-hmm. Not so much this year.
Oh,
Back into hibernation they go.
They also have a thing called AI Sports, Jamie, where the AI, like in soccer, and this is soccer specific, you won't have the ball smear or the ball won't get lost. AI will make sure that it tracks that ball throughout the game. It also enhances the color of the grass, things like that. They're going to be bringing that kind of AI to all sports later on. They're rolling it out with the World Cup. But, I mean, that's your TV's going to do so much stuff, and it's going to be done with your voice.
Guy, I heard you talking yesterday on a video, and I thought you said Lloyd the Butler, but you said Cloyd the Butler. I said, okay, I got to find out about this Cloyd the Butler.
You know, when your bride shouts for help, it could get confusing in your house with Lloyd and Cloyd. You're right.
Yes.
But Cloyd is maybe the most advanced humanoid robot assistance. It is not quite Rosie the robot from the Jetsons yet. His task menu is more limited, but it is a window into what they call it at LG, the labor-free home, where the laundry, cleaning of the dishes, a lot of the tedious tasks that we got to do every day to keep our lives on track will be done by this humanoid robot. The question is now, what are they going to look like? How many tasks can they do? They continue to kind of bump in the furniture. And let me say, the demonstration with Cloyd yesterday, thank God Lloyd moves a lot faster in the house than Cloyd does.
I don't know. Depends.
You would,
someday
you would
maybe
still,
not.
As he was bussing the table, you would still say, Cloyd, can you pick it up a little bit?
I'm also,
but it's still amazing to see.
I'm also, Jamie and I, Lloyd, you've got a dog. Yeah. We've got little kids. I'm vacuuming and sweeping
constantly
every day.
Yeah.
This Roomba detects what kind of floor it's on and then mops it for you.
So this is called the Mobius, and it is a robot that acknowledges the fact, and then again, embedded AI, it can perceive different floor types. So that if you're in the kitchen, where we know grease can be a problem, it's going to use a different product on the floor to clean it than it would anywhere else. It will also make sure that it's one of the hardwoods. It isn't going to scrub too hard, or it's not going to put down a ton of water. It also cleans itself up so it doesn't get that moldy, stale smell that some of the older models do. But, I mean, that, again, is why AI is a reality this time. It can tell what kind of floor it's on.
If you could bring a couple of those back for us.
Can it pick up little Barbie
pieces? I've got some things for you here. Chris, the Uhomi, a tabletop ice maker, delivers clear ice in spheres and crescents, any shape you want, in less than 7 minutes. It's tabletop. It's $400. The Tony 2. Does Olivia have a Tony,
yes,
Jamie?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Tony 2 will now play games with you, do quizzes, challenges, so it has more utility in the daytime before bedtime, and parents knows what the device is. It can also tell stories at night and things like that. And Lloyd?
Yes.
Our folks at Detroit Fire, there is a new piece of radar, handheld radar tech, that would allow them to see through smoke, heat. Onboard AI detects breathing or limb motion.
Wow.
So when they go, they can rescue people that are trapped in a burning dwelling.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's helping.
So those
people.
Are three little things that if I could pick, money was no object, I'd pick them up and bring them back to you. And tomorrow I've got one for you, Chris, that is quite fun.
I can't wait.
Can't wait.
But it's also frightening. Okay.
Oh, fun and frightening.
All right.
The thought of using
that's what I think of, Chris.
Awesome. Guy, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Great stuff.
All right. Thank you.
All the stuff that I want in my house.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's so cool.
I'm telling you,
such
man,
great
it is
tech
really
out
a
there.
Jetsons moment.
Yeah, it really is. No, it really is. All right. We'll take a break. Greenland back on the table for the United States?
So says Katie Miller.
We'll talk about it next on JR Morning.